This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I know it's going to happen because this is the year. Because last year was going to be the year, but it couldn't be the year. Not my fault.
No, it's not our fault.
Blame a mutant virus. Not my fault.
New Year and welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever cooked three chicken nuggets too many for the kids so you can test them for yourself, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Happy New Year!
Woo-hoo! And Victoria.
This is our year, ladies.
Hi!
On this episode, it's the perfect chance to talk about our diet plans for the new year. So we've been asking our lovely listeners what theirs are, and here's what they said.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and 2020 for me has been an interesting year.
My 2020 was brought to you by Fast 800 Deception and a Whoosh.
The year 2020 has been a mixed one for me.
I'm one of the alien life forms who actually lost weight in 2020.
Perhaps my fluctuations in weight weren't down to going out and eating.
I was a pound and a half away from having lost 12 stone in total. I'm now 1 stone, 10 pounds away from having lost 12 stone.
2021 will start with, as always, the obligatory Christmas damage control.
2021, it's going to be my year.
2021, my year, surely it's got to be our year, everybody.
Yes, I will be back on the Fast 800 and looking for that second whoosh.
Getting that whoosh with a sticker, maybe, please, producer Paul.
Getting my running back up and going. Keep going to group, keep helping out.
And not get dragged into whatever Joe, Katie and Victoria's next harebrained schemes for weight loss.
Happy Harmony, everyone. 2021 is going to be our year.
Good luck to everyone else in the year 2021. Let's absolutely smash it.
5 stone, 3 pounds down and counting.
Target 2021 Christmas? Gotta be.
And continue ignoring all advice from a certain group of podcast hosts.
Oh my God.
So I love how so positive shade. We all sound. I feel like, yeah, guys, this is it. We're all going to do it.
I give it a week.
That gives me goosebumps.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah, it's like a review of what we've been doing last year. And I mean, the sheer mentions of Fast 800 make me feel all nostalgic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, and positive.
Yeah.
And sick, yeah.
So that was Catherine, Bev, Tom and Sarah. Thanks to them for sharing their plans for 2021. Oh my
Here
goodness.
Here we go. Here we go.
Right, let's get to it then. So 2020 was a terrible year where no one was able to diet or get fit properly. So there's no excuse.
Well, some of us did though, didn't we?
I mean, really though, Victoria, in the last month?
Really? Well, not in the last month, but you know, we're looking at 2020 on a whole. And yes.
We can't see past the last month, if I'm honest.
No.
That's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair.
I felt like I did so well right up until sort of September time.
Lockdown two, wasn't it, really?
It was lockdown two because I think February was the time where we'd first discovered the Fast 800, which is Michael Mosley and Claire Bailey's programme. And we've talked about it loads on the podcast so far in the last year. I genuinely feel like that's what's going to start me off in 2021. So the Fast 800 is a plan that I'm going to be going back to. And it went really well. Like, I lost, I can't remember how much I've lost. I've not weighed myself still, so I can't tell you how, what the fluctuation's been in the last 12 months. But I'm confident I'm down on what I was on January 1st, 2020. Because what did I lose? About nearly 3 stone at one point.
just a memory, isn't it, really?
We don't know whether you've put that back on. So that can't, we can't.
I've definitely not put 3 stone on.
At least me and Katie quarter. Have lost weight. Well, Jo. I mean, last year you didn't, did you? In 2020, you put on.
Absolutely, last year. But this year, who knows? Because
I think we know, though, don't we?
I think I will have lost weight. I mean, until we get back to weigh-ins, which will be on next week's podcast.
Yeah.
We don't know, but I am so confident at the little amount I've eaten in the last 3 weeks.
With your trio of chocolate or Christmas puddings that you
forced on relatives, as Boris suggested. I think that was part of his plan. So New Year plans then, Katie?
So I'm going to start off with the Fast 800. And I feel like 2021 is going to be the year of exercise for me. And I hate that word. It makes me feel physically sick
couch
even thinking
5K.
About it. Well, no, but this is it. I've committed to the couch to 5K before on a previous new year. And all that happened was I even bought myself a Fitbit, which arrived in the office on Christmas Eve that year. And I was absolutely 100% going to do the couch to 5K. I did the first run. On the second run, on the third day of the new year, I went over on my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Right up. No, that was an injury that reoccurred when I was trying to train for my sister's wedding in 2019.
Train for my sister's wedding.
So this is it, though. Like, every time I commit to any sort of exercise, invariably, I fuck myself up, whether it's my knee or my ankle.
Didn't you buy a Fitbit recently, though?
Yeah, I've got a new Fitbit. which actually I put on charge last night.
Why? Dusted it off.
Dusted it off because I need to do something. So I'm 39 this year, and I remember 10 years ago, a similar time of this year, January times, thinking, right, I'm going to be fit for 30. So I was 29 and I was going to lose all the weight and I was going to get fit for when I turned 30. That didn't happen. Instead, I had another child. So I will not be having another child at 40, but I will be very much fit for 40. So if I do it for 39, that'll make me happy.
So the reasons it's gone wrong in the past is children.
Yeah, blame
and
kids.
And COVID.
COVID, children, sure. And I think I'm probably a bit allergic to exercise, but we will try our hardest this year to get it right, to be honest. Another year where I do remember, we were thinking back on like New Year's and resolutions you've made yourself. There was a year where I'd broken up from my long-term boyfriend, and it was really going to be the year where I got myself a fuck you body. So yeah, I decided on New Year's Eve that I would go out, get pissed, as you do. But I bumped into him and another woman that he was then seeing. So got absolutely pissed, shit-faced, so drunk, in fact, that I'd forgotten where I'd put my house key because I was looking back at mum and dad's. I passed out on the drive, pissed myself, woke up on January 1st, the next day, with the worst hangover I've ever had, smelling of urine. I did lose weight that year, but it wasn't at that point. So I'm not doing that now. I don't smell of urine. I'm not hungover. I'm committed now to making this 2021 my
2021
year.
2021 will not be the year of pissing on your mum's drive. No. And that is a great start.
I mean, that would be really
something's
sad
gone terribly wrong. That's what happens.
Exactly, Victoria. Exactly.
So that's my plan for 2021. Let's find out what your plan is for 2021.
Lizzie says, I've ordered a dress which I want to wear next Christmas in a size 14. I'm currently a size 20. So getting into that is what I need to do.
I like that. I like having a goal clothing item.
Yes. Yeah. Which sounds familiar.
Yeah, hashtag target waist. Remember that one? That's a bit of a throwback, isn't it?
Push over that.
Hayley Woodward says, I plan to put in the effort when I'm in my gym classes. Instead of just going for a gossip, I also plan to lose my lockdown stone and more.
These are great plans.
Who knows? In 2021 in gyms, we could probably go for a shower again as well. Or a sauna. Whoa. Or a steam.
I'm not committing to that in this year. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Paula Emma says, I'm going to stop moaning and actually get back on plan and lose the 3 stone I've packed on since I turned 30. My birthday's in May, so I have 5 months to lose at least 2 stone.
That could be done. Do that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, I say easy because it's New Year, new us, and it's always easy at this stage. Karen Crawford says, I want to lose 3 stone. I've got my holiday booked for July and I'm 50 in September. I was fat for my 30th and 40th. So 2021 will be my year. Good luck, and don't let it get slipped from your grasp. No, like it did for me. Don't add another decade on.
No. Julie Halliwell, I've been for a walk with my sister today and she asked if I'd be doing the usual New Year's resolution of diet and exercise for 2021. Katie, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? Clearly, she hasn't noticed the £5 I've lost this year. Of course, I will be doing the same resolution. I've done it for the last 20 years.
This is not familiar because there's more gusto for us all this year.
Yeah.
Because of such a shit year.
Yeah, because we've lost a whole year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Basically.
I feel like we're butterflies coming out of a cocoon.
Yeah, me
this
too.
Is what I'm envisaging. Like, yeah. 2020 kept us all caged in, and now we're going to emerge.
Beautiful, Katie. Beautiful.
There we go. Cherylidi says, I have a skydive booked for the 7th of February and want to get £30 off by then. There are weight limits to skydives.
Yeah,
apparently.
There are. So, yeah, I think there are.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, Victoria. Plans for the new year?
Well, new year, new me. Of course. So when we started this podcast, I was just about to turn 30 and I wanted to be at target weight for that. I'm 32 this year and I'm still not at target weight, but I'm a lot closer than what I was. My birthday is 10th of April and it is my aim to get to target weight for then.
And do you have a plan?
Yes, Story World. It works. So if I'm going to do that.
It works.
But are you going to commit now to going to actual groups and getting weighed and actually staying there? Because in the 2 years that I've known you for, Victoria, you've never written anything down. You've never stayed to a group. You've put nothing
and
in the spinner of the week basket. It's pretty embarrassing going with her.
Nearly 4 stone.
Yeah, despite all of that. But you say that now, nearly 4 stone. I'm probably sure it's probably nearer 3 now.
No, don't say this. No, don't. Which means I'm halfway to target, which means I've got 3 stone to lose for April.
And I think that is a thing though, Victoria. We actually don't know when we can go back to groups and be weighed at this stage, do we?
I know we say that home scales don't count, but I think
they don't,
in January, they're going to have to.
They really are.
And guys, it's a really, really, really sad thing for me to say, and it's taken a lot for me to say it. So just bear with me. I think I'm actually going to do dry January.
Wow, shit.
Yeah, I know, guys. I mean, I'm probably going to regret this on the 1st of January, but at this moment, you know, I'm going to do it.
We are stunned into silence with that one sentence.
I can't believe I've just admitted that out loud. I feel like that's the first step, though, isn't it? Saying it out loud.
I wonder,
that does
though,
sound like you've got a problem with that.
I mean, sometimes I do think I have.
I wonder, though, if you do dry January and lose a load of weight, will you, once you start drinking again 1st of Feb, will that put it all back on?
Well, no, I'm hopefully then pulling a Victoria will be back in my life.
Okay, great.
So, because then if I reintroduce it, I'm going to still carry on losing weight, I think. So,
people that are new to the podcast won't know what pulling a Victoria is. Basically, it's you eat whatever the fuck you want, drink whatever the fuck you like, and you still manage to lose fucking weight.
It's worked a lot for me.
Yeah, it has. But that was when we first started, though, wasn't it?
So that's when she was in her 20s. Now she's in her 30s.
Oh, don't remind me. 19 this year, God.
Why do you think, Victoria, then, all the other New Years that we've been so positive, for you, why did it all go wrong? COVID won.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, my life was a bit weird last year, wasn't it, with everything that happened. So,
oh my God, it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, 2021, this is it. Yeah, I don't want to be 30. I mean, I don't want to be 32 for starters, but I certainly don't want to be 32 and fat.
Can't stop that.
Yeah, sadly, that will be happening, just to let you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't stop that, but I can stop being fat. So that is one thing that I can control.
That was my plan.
So Slimming World, no drinking. Probably not exercise. I don't think I can bring myself to do that just yet. But yeah, I'm going to go for at least a 0.5 stone loss in January. calling it now.
At least.
I'm going to piss that in the first week.
I was going to say, yeah, big plans.
All right, I'll be on to them.
We've all got this, guys. It's our year.
We have.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Every week on the podcast, we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This is always my favourite bit of the podcast because I feel less bad about lying about things that I've eaten. Sarah Godwin says, I've just dragged my poor 20-month-old daughter around M&S Food Hall, where I proceeded to buy copious amounts of chocolate-laden goods while saying loudly, we will get these for your birthday. Her birthday's in April, and she's now in bed while I'm delirious from sugar.
Wow.
At 20 months old, you can get away with that. When they turn 6 and 9, if you say, this is for us, they remember.
Yes. And they go, but it's not my birthday yet.
Yeah, make the most of them. It's a great one.
Right, so let's find out now from Joe.
New year, new me.
New year, new you.
What are your
plans for 2021?
I've got goosebumps thinking about
it. To actually lose weight. Is that one of them?
That would also be a start.
You have a sparkle in your eye.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm doing it. I've not overeaten over Christmas and New Year. Well done, me. In fact, I have had so many posts going, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing it. You're actually doing something at the hardest time of year. Mm-hmm. Which I am. And guys, you might be saying new year, new you, but I started my weight loss journey a few weeks ago. I've not waited for January the 1st. I started a few weeks ago. I'm already on a roll.
Here she is, the inspiration's back.
I'm in the thick of it. The gym, they know me by name now. I'm in there so often. Everybody's
what, 15 minutes a day?
Yeah. As long as I see the same person in that 15 minutes, they do know my name. I will be at target weight. By summer, I'm hoping April, May.
Sure.
That's quite a swinging variant there, Joe. Like, sure. What are you going to commit to? I mean, I haven't told you when I'm going to get to mine because I'm not making that sort of commitment.
Yeah, but I am because I know it's going to happen because this is the year. Because last year was going to be the year, but it couldn't be the year. Not my fault.
No, it's not our fault.
Blame a mutant virus. Not my fault. We couldn't see it coming. We didn't know how to be. We all turned to lint balls. I think we've discussed that many times. Not our fault. If there's a pandemic going on that you've never lived through, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
We've come through it, we've survived, and now we'll be skinnier as a result.
Thank you.
And more successful.
Correct.
Joe, what plan are you following?
Slimming World.
Nice, good.
Because as we've said many times before, you can eat so much food on that. On that plan.
You can have spaghetti bolognese as a snack. I mean, what
more
do you want?
Six times a day, if that's what you want. That's what you want, and you probably don't, but if you want it, you can do it. I will be at Target by summer, absolute latest.
Right, what date?
When does summer officially start?
Is it June?
21st of June, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, by way before
longest day.
Really?
Yeah. It's because I'm going to lose weight every single week.
Yeah.
Lose or maintain every week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm 50 now. Things happen. Hormones, all that. You can't guarantee. I will not put on 1 week. Not even over Easter.
Oh, come on.
I won't put on.
You've got to have
some time off over Easter. You're the one that's put on weight last year. Out of 12 months, you put on weight at the end of it.
No, but here's the thing, Victoria. Even over Easter, yeah, we'll have chocolate, but guess what, guys?
You're going to sin it.
I'll be sinning it because I'm so in control. You can have treats.
I can't wait to listen back to this in June. I really can't.
Please don't turn into one of those women that keeps their chocolate eggs broken up in the fridge because I won't talk to you.
You're going
to
do that?
No.
I'm going to weigh each piece of chocolate from the egg.
No, you're not. You liar.
I am. Happy Easter, everyone. I know it's only New Year's Day. I also, this is why I'm so goosebumpy because I know that when everybody starts coming back into work, which hopefully will be this year because we'll all be vaccinated up and we'll start seeing humans again.
Yeah.
They're going to look at me. I just know it. And they're going to go, fucking hell. You've lost weight.
And I'm going to go, oh, what do you think? Like, oh, Chloe. Like that. And they're going to go, oh, my God, you can so tell. Because they won't have seen me for over a year.
I mean, Joe, I can say that to you. I mean, I've not seen you since March. So sure. I could be that person if you want. You don't fucking lie, though, but I can try. No,
and that's what's going to happen. And it's just going to be just a really wonderful, amazing year. I mean, how exciting. This is why I'm goosebumpy, because this is happening this year.
You do realise that the rumour is that people are going to start returning to our office in March. I mean, that only gives you 12 weeks.
Yeah, but I'll have lost over a stone and a half by then.
But didn't you lose the stone and a half the last time they saw you?
Yeah, oh, that's true. Shit, I forgot to counteract how much weight I'd put on since this. So.
We're not going from this point, we're going from that
okay,
point.
Okay, take this out, Paul.
Oh, God.
My thing is, people did notice when I'd lost weight in the summer.
Absolutely did.
And obviously that's not happened now. So I've gone back to where I was before.
But Kate, you remember that feeling?
Oh, yeah.
We've all had it. Victoria, remember that feeling?
Yeah, it's been a long time, isn't it?
We're fucking all getting it this year. Like, how exciting is this year going to be?
Hopefully.
And so we need to all start practicing our, oh, what do you think? Like, oh, yeah, I've just been trying a bit. Just like really play it down,
yeah,
guys.
Not like, been making any effort at all.
No,
I've not been restricting.
I'm just moving more.
Yeah.
That's the sort of shit I'm going to come out with. So new year, new me. I'm proper up for it. I'm so up for it.
I wonder if we listen back to last year, so the year before that, on the New Year's Day one.
I said to producer Paul,
why don't you just actually just put that same episode out?
It's exactly what I said. Yeah. We don't even need to record a new episode. Just play last year's. Just go and tell everyone to play last year's. Same messages. But we mean it this time because, again, we would be at target weight if it wasn't for COVID. And that, I'm so sure of that.
What if we all get to target weight? What happens to the podcast?
It's not going
to
happen.
I'm off.
Of course, I have to find three more fatties to fill in.
Victoria, you were not privy to this conversation, but at the end of the recording of the last episode of last year, Paul said, and I quote, when you get to target weight, I will shout you 2 weeks in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you did.
Holy
fuck. Out of the same pocket. Yeah.
And that is the joy.
That's how confident he is that we are not going to get to target.
That's what he thinks. He doesn't think we're going to do it.
Because
he's
we're not.
A horrible man. He thinks, you know me, Paul. Do you think I'm not going to call that in? Like, that's going to be, that will be called in, darling.
I'm still not worried.
No, I would have been, to be honest.
Such a twat. Anyway, remember that, Victoria. Call it in, my friend.
If we all get to target at the same time,
we're all going
we should
together.
Go together.
Yes.
Leave him behind.
The minute Vegas will let us in, which we're does off. Not seem like it'll be this year. Yeah, but we're all off.
Oh.
This is so exciting. And Paul thinks, oh, well, I just won't bother. We'll just laugh it off. Then I'll just go on the company money because I do have a car. So what a year.
Oh, Vegas 2021.
I'm so excited. All those cocktails.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Paul, that's you.
<He's> so horrible.
Today's nomination is from Sarah Crawford. She says, before Christmas, my husband decided that he wanted to practice making cocktails and walked in with a chocolatini.
Oh my God, that sounds
That sounds delicious. It was 35 mils of vodka.
Not enough.
35 mils of orange chocolate liqueur, 35 mils of Kahlua?
Yeah, still not enough.
Coffee stuff, isn't it, that?
And 100 mils of milk with the bar of Galaxy I was saving for emergencies. Least supportive diet partner, you decide.
Sounds like a fucking hero.
Well, darling, as this podcast is going out, you won't be drinking one of those this month, Victoria.
Let's get some more of your messages now at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Abigail Sanders says, I'm 40 in 2022, so this is my year to stop messing around and change plans. 2021 is target year.
Yes, it is.
I just heard that and I thought Abigail sounded old because she turns 40 in 2022 and then I realised...
You're turning 40 in 2022.
Fucking hell.
Don't do what I did.
Right, Abigail, do you want to pair up as a partner?
Yes.
Be a slimming partner. Let's do it together.
Chunky Lady on Insta. I mean, love her name already. I've decided that in 2021, I'm definitely going to eat every day. Good or bad is yet to be determined.
Good plans. Great plans. And Kat's mother says, just before Christmas, I was £4 to Target. So my plan for 2021 is not to be a fat bastard and put it all back on.
Imagine being only £4 from Target.
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
I can't. No, I really can't.
Been so far off mine, I don't know.
Here's what we've all got to start thinking about really quickly is, because we're going to get to Target, how are we going to stay there? I think we've got to start working on
that. I think
now.
We should get to Target first. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, I'm going to start thinking about it now. I'm a few months away. No time like the present.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. There's no Slimmer of the Week this week, because frankly, if anyone's lost any weight over Christmas and New Year, it's a fucking miracle. and there would no longer be welcome on this podcast.
Agreed, yeah,
so we're going to leave you with some merchandise news. From today, New Year's Day, we have new merchandise for sale, along with the Guess Who's Nailed Dieting tote bags and our birthday cards. You can also buy Guess Who's Nailed Dieting notebooks, sticky notes for the fridge, so you can pop it on when you've run out of a bit of salad. Or,
yes, that's it.
You know, chocolate, etc.
No.
Water bottles we've got available too, and our very own tape measures. Woo-hoo! So we can get trim.
We're going to need that this year, aren't we?
Should we do inch loss as well as weight loss?
Absolutely. Let's really just go for it. This is our year.
Right, so let's start as we mean to go on then. secretrecordings.etsy.com is where we are in the Etsy shop. Or we are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And we're going to post the link on our socials on there. So if you rate and review this podcast too, that helps us. Those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning in 2021, remember there's no shame in a gain.
There is this year, though.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, absolutely. There is definitely shame.
Happy New Year.